This is your In Demand.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight we are joined by the man mountain that is Flo Rida.
Hello.
Michelle, what up, Alex and Lucy?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm fine, you know, happy to be here.
Thank you for coming. Congratulations on the massive success of Club Can't Handle Me and the movie as well, Step Up 3D. Everybody is loving it, sir.
Thank you very much. Definitely want to thank all my fans for all the love and support. I couldn't do it without you guys.
And it is one of the songs of the year, without a doubt, because the minute you hear it, you just want to get up and dance, which is good because it's obviously on a dance movie soundtrack as well, so that helps.
Most definitely.
Now, you've added to your long list of collaborators, Mr. David Guetta, who is the man with the Midas touch at the moment.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I just recall, you know, going to the Miss Universe pageant down in, you know, the Bahamas, and we decided to work together. Prior to that, we'd done a couple of shows together, but that was the initiation of us getting together and creating this, you know, hot record. We shot the video in L.A., you know, one of my biggest videos ever, and definitely enjoyed it. I'm very excited about, you know, all the support I'm getting.
And what a lovely guy David Guetta is as well. He's just so nice, isn't he?
Definitely humble and passionate about this music.
Yeah. Now, of course, he's got a massive affiliation with Ibiza because he does a club night there every Thursday in the summer. Has he flown you out there yet for you to go and enjoy it?
We actually talked about it, so I look forward to going.
Oh, you're definitely going to go at some point this summer?
Yeah.
Have you been before?
Never been, so I mean, I'm definitely excited.
And I'm guessing you like a party, yeah?
Looking forward to it. You know, I definitely, I'm the life of the party. You know, the club can't handle me.
You are going to love it out there. You are absolutely going to love it.
It's pretty intense.
Yeah.
And quite crazy.
Mm. Okay, now, do you watch American Idol?
I haven't been, you know, actually getting a chance to watch it because I've just been so busy.
Yeah.
I mean, watching television is like going to the movies these days for me.
Do you get popcorn and everything and get really excited when you actually get to sit in front of a telly?
I mean, for the most part, I really don't eat popcorn like that. But, you know, I probably grab some type of sweet candy or something.
Because we know they're looking for two new judges on American Idol at the moment. We wondered whether you might put yourself forward for one of those positions because we think you'd fill it quite nice.
Yeah.
If I could find time.
I know. Well, that's the thing. But because you have got such an extensive, well, back catalogue of work that you've made and the people you have worked with, you'd be, I think, a prime candidate for it.
Hell yeah. You bring some good street cred to the show as well.
Yeah.
Which is, hey, you never know, you know. The money is right. We definitely could talk about it.
Yeah, have discussions.
Never say never.
In demand.
Now then, so we want to know about your fashion line. We've read a little bit about this online. Is this actually happening? You're going to be releasing a range pretty soon?
I mean, it's still in the works, probably Adore. We're still working on it, you know, just trying to fine-tune everything, you know, and trying to create something that, you know, is powerful and the best. You definitely have to do a lot of groundwork, so we're still working on it.
Okay, now I've come up with a little idea for your fashion line.
Stand by.
Oh, can I hear it?
Yeah. I think you need to come out with Flo Rida's Low Riders, okay?
Wow.
Low slung jeans for men and women.
Yep.
I don't know about for the men, but, you know, for the women.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, this is the thing. This is the cultural difference here. In the UK, men can wear low slung jeans with their, like, boxers hanging out. But in the US, doesn't that mean you bat for a certain team?
Oh, yeah, it does. We read that somewhere, didn't we?
I mean, it depends how low, it, you know, it is.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
For the most part. It's just
fashion. That's what it is. It's just
but you like the idea of Flo Rida's Low Riders?
Oh, yeah, we might have to talk about that.
Okay.
Lucy's got another one for you here
I
as
need
well.
A cut, if you are, by the way.
Uh-oh.
Flo Rida's Orange Juice. I mean, why, you know, Florida orange juice is pretty popular around the world.
I think I need to tap into that market. Yeah,
yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. With added vitamins or something, just to annoy 50 Cent because he's got vitamin water.
Uh-oh.
Don't annoy 50.
No. But yeah, there you go. See, I mean, I can come work for you.
It's all good.
Yeah, that's okay. It's fine. Right, Alex, I'm off. See you later.
She's on your payroll before you know it.
Yeah, she keep coming up with those good concepts you might not have her next to you.
There we go.
Right. How often do you work out? Do you work out on a daily basis? Because you're pretty big, Flo Rida.
Yeah.
How many push-ups a day to look like that?
For the most part, I definitely try to go in the gym at least an hour, you know, and get it in just to, you know, keep me energetic and ready to, you know, for like
is that every day
show. I mean, for the most part, yeah, at least 5 times a week I try to get it in.
Okay, and do you sort of eat really healthy as well to maintain your physique?
I mean, on and off, you know, if I feel like, you know, I need to, you know, start eating healthy, I make sure I, you know, really find a regimen that works for me.
Let's talk about your album. Are we right in presuming it's called The Only One?
Yeah, The Only One dropping, you know, by the end of the year. You know, so far I got Lil Wayne on the album with a record called Fresh I Stay. And, you know, Club Can't Handle Me with David Guetta is on the album as well. You can actually go on iTunes and get that now, my fans and everything. And you can get the Fresh I Stay record as well. Then I have a record called Why You Up In Here with Ludacris, Gucci Mane, and my artists off of my IMG label, which is abbreviated for International Music Group. They go by the name of Get Fresh. you know, a male R&B group, you know. So, I mean, just to name a few, but this album is definitely going to show my growth. You know, I'm always trying to, you know, create a new lane and, you know, show my versatility. So this album is definitely another level.
Okay. Now, if you could work with anyone in the entire world who you would love to, if you always wanted to work with, who would it be? Maybe dead or alive, you could choose anyone.
I mean, I'm a big fan of Jimi Hendrix, if you say dead.
God,
then alive, I would say Andre 3000, Outkast.
He is amazing.
Yeah.
That man, he can do anything. Seriously. I love Andre 3000.
Versatile.
Yeah.
He is, isn't he? But I imagine people are comparing B.O.B. to Andre 3000, aren't they? And he's a hot new talent as well.
Yeah, definitely hot.
Thanks for coming to see us and chatting
for having me.
Stuff. Enjoy the rest of your time in the UK. Best of luck with the album. And,
for sure, I will.
We'll see you again soon, hopefully.
Yeah, you'll definitely see me again. I'll be back, you know, plenty of times before, you know, my album drops.
Yay.
Florida, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, for sure.
This is your In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. And tonight, we welcome back Ellie Goulding to the show.
Hooray.
Hello.
Hi. Currently stuffing you full of chocolate.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I need it, seriously. I didn't sleep last night.
Oh, there it goes
again. I keep mentioning it, but it's so that you can forgive me for if I'm rubbish.
That's all right. Are you having nightmares or what?
No, just a bit insomnia.
I'll give you a little tip. Chamomile tea is always good before bed.
Oh, I am a tea connoisseur, so
Let's talk about tea.
Horlicks, good.
Because I've recently massively discovered sort of herbal tea and fruit tea and stuff like that. Primarily because I've had a dodgy belly, Ellie Goulding. I'm not going to lie to you.
Have you? So, a dodgy belly?
Yeah. So
I've
been having peppermint tea quite a lot.
How did you get the dodgy belly, Alex?
I don't know. It's just been a little bug that's been around. So what's your favourite tea that you can recommend as soon as you're a connoisseur?
My favourite tea is there's a Clipper tea called Sleep. I think it's like Sleep Infusions. It's called like Sleepies or Sleep Infusions or something. I can't remember the name of it, but it's a whole mixture of things, including chamomile. And it's so lovely. It's like fruit teas can be horrible. Just eat fruit. I don't like the thought of hot fruit, so... I don't like fruit drinks, but this sleep tea, I'm such a nerd, but this sleep tea has just the right amount of fruit in it that's not too overpowering.
So we need you to get your energy back because the V Festival is imminent.
Yeah,
I know.
So we're looking forward to seeing
it's
you there.
It's going to be a good one, that is. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. The crowds at V are always brilliant as well. Are you going to go and see Peter Andre, who's now been added to the bill? That's the question.
Yes.
Are you?
What time is he on and I'll be there?
He's
half
on at 12:30 both
days.
Oh,
my God. Definitely watching
him. How weird is
him.
That?
Oh, definitely watching him.
When we heard he'd been added, we were like, is that a typo? Nothing against him because he's amazing. I love Peter Andre. But at V Festival, Peter Andre, hello.
Do you know what? He's got some fans. He has got some fans.
He's got more than his ex-wife.
You know, he tours. Oh, no, I like her.
I want to like her, Ellie, but she keeps doing things that make me dislike her.
Do you know what? You're the same thing. And do you know what? I still try and like her. I still think she's funny and she makes me laugh a lot. And she, do you know what? She's had some stick and she's just a good example of someone who's really taken it all, you know.
It's like Teflon, though. It just wipes off her, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I think that's brilliant. I'm sure she does have sort of, you know, really dark moments because she gets a lot of rubbish, doesn't she? But I kind of just respect her for making so much money from sort of
getting her boobs out.
Yeah, and you know, if you can do that, then fair play.
I do respect her for that part. I respect the fact she's made loads of money from, you know, doing what she, well, sitting there and going, hold on, I've got a nice pair here, I'll start by doing that. And then she's just gone on and on and done other things.
Yeah.
Now, you've spoken quite at length in the past to lots of different people about the possibility of working with Cheryl Cole. But now, apparently, we've heard you're working with Tiny Temper as well.
I've done a track on his album with him.
Is this Wonder Man? Is that the name of it?
Yes.
Awesome. So, how did you get on with him? Because I met him very briefly at the Brits this year on the red carpet, and he was probably one of the nicest people I think I've ever met.
Oh, my God. How nice is he?
Lovely.
I love him so much.
And he's really well-dressed and very polite.
He's wonderful. He's like everything that a musician should be. Just lovely, really positive, really high spirits, really clever, an amazing writer. Mm. And, I gush about him a bit too much, really. But yeah,
no, he is lovely. And his music's amazing, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, of course. I mean, I don't really... I'm not going to collaborate with a lot of people. He's, you know, it's sort of like a just, I just really believe in him.
Is that what it goes like for you? I mean, because I think a lot of artists, they say, oh, you're going to work with this person, and they go, oh, okay then. But for you, is it more of a personal choice? You actually sit there and say, well, actually, I know I don't want to work with that person. I'd rather work with someone I actually respect and someone whose music I admire.
Well, I'm lucky that I get to, I've gotten to choose the people that I've worked with. It's just nice because I guess like he could have chosen anyone to sing on that song, and I just feel quite lucky that he asked me.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
Now we're a bit worried about you, Ellie. You've already told us you've been suffering from insomnia. We've also read that you've been dreaming about death a lot.
Oh, that's standard.
Is that normal?
Well, Stanny G, as my friend says, standard. Stanny.
Do you ever dream about your teeth falling out? I have that dream quite a lot.
No, I don't actually, but I dream about being shot all the time.
Oh, man.
Sorry to bring it into sort of a weird territory.
But you're fine. You're talking to us, so we know
this
you're
like
okay.
This is like Inception. Have you seen Inception?
Yeah.
The movie.
No, not yet, but don't ruin it because I'm going to watch it.
Have you seen, what about Toy Story 3? This is
no, I haven't, but everyone told me at my gig last night to watch that.
You should. It's probably the most perfect movie ever made, Toy Story.
Really?
Toy Story 3, yeah.
Is it going to make us cry?
It probably will do.
Amazing.
At certain points, yeah.
So, yeah, we need to stop you from dreaming about death. You need to dream about nice things.
Yes, I do dream about some nice things. I just, for some reason, dream about death a lot. I don't know why.
Well, have an amazing time at V.
And we thank you very much.
We hope you get the wellies. If you remember what they're called, tweet us and we'll just say it on air.
And,
for you
and make sure you get your Peter Andre banner out.
Yeah, totally.
Oh my God. I'm honestly genuinely interested to see what he's like. Yeah. I'm going to go watch him.
It's going to be strange. Do you think he's going to pare it down a bit so he hasn't got all the sexy dancers and he's not wearing like an all in one red leather suit or something?
It worries me a lot.
He just sort of, doesn't he do like a lot of Michael Jackson songs on his tour?
He's done Human Nature before, hasn't he?
Because I watched, I happened to definitely just switched, or was switching between channels, definitely was not watching it.
Liar.
It was his programme and I was watching, he was in rehearsals for his show and it was his songs entwined with Michael Jackson songs. So
maybe that's a taster of what we'll get to see at V. You're going to be on the front row, aren't you?
Can't wait.
Totally.
Thanks for coming to see us again.
Thanks,
Ellie.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight we welcome Theo and Adam, aka Hertz, to the show.
Hello.
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 Hey.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
You are the saviours of pop music in the modern age.
Well, that's what a nice thing to say.
Officially, our new favourite band.
Wow, that's a cool thing.
Definitely.
That's great.
Yeah.
Can we call you a band or an outfit? Or
a duo.
Call us whatever you want. Call us whatever you want.
A duo, a twosome. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, like PJ and Duncan.
No. like Chris, like PJ, that's what Chris I mean. And Neil. I think Chris there's been Neil. Comparisons with Pet Shop Boys so far.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of an electro feel to what you're doing as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So and how you look so serious all the time in your videos.
Well, it's just why we're unfortunately blessed with a sad, normal face. And all my life, when every time I've been out in the pub and stuff, people go, "You're having a good time, mate." I'm like, "I'm having the best time."
Yeah.
Sorry for my face.
Well, that's so serious.
Apologies for my own face.
So how did you guys meet in the first place then?
We met about 4 years ago outside 42nd Street.
Oh,
was this
amazing.
Over a fight? Was there a fight going on between your individual groups of friends?
There was, yeah.
Right.
As often is the case outside 42nd Street.
Indeed.
Yeah. We walked out and there was a huge fight, and instead of fighting, it's a weird thing in that situation because what's the etiquette? Do you like just start hitting each other for no reason?
Yeah, is it like bundle or just stay away?
But we just talked about Prince and everything worked itself out.
Well, whilst your mates were still laying into
still scrapping. Passionate men of Manchester.
Some of them still say, "I'm responsible for your band." I was like, why? And they went, "If it wasn't for us fighting, you wouldn't be in a band." I was like, technically, no, that's not the reason.
No, and what was the fight about? Do we know?
Probably the energy drink and vodka that they sell in
42nd
Street. Yeah.
So you just sort of hooked up and took each other's numbers and started chatting and stuff?
Yeah. Well, I lived in Salford. Adam lived in Longsight. And because we were on the dole, we couldn't really afford to get the bus.
Oh.
So we used to do it over the internet for about 3 months.
Okay.
And started that way.
And here you are now.
And here we are now.
No longer on the dole.
Yeah.
So when you signed your record deal, what did you get with your advance?
You know, it's a year to the day that we signed our record deal.
Is it really?
Yeah, well, it was yesterday.
Oh, congrats.
So that's a good... But what we did do is what we we sat down about a year ago to the day. We sat downstairs in the office at Sony and wrote a list of things we'd like on our contract.
Aww.
One of them was a comb, which is this comb.
I've heard about this comb.
That's the comb.
Amazing.
This is an amazing comb.
It's a good one.
Adam asked for an umbrella because it rains a lot here, obviously.
Yeah.
Did you get one?
Yeah.
Did we also get you a good one?
They got me one. It was made by Fox. Nice. I looked it up. It was £80.
Was it gold-plated?
No.
Should be for that price.
Just very protective from the rain.
Exactly.
Even better than your average umbrella.
And what else did we get? What else did we ask for? There's lots of things we asked for we didn't get, like Eurovision
Song. I was going to say.
Eurovision Song Contest tickets. They didn't arrive.
Aw,
I'll be gutted. Next year.
We'll try and enter it next year, maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You could turn it around for the UK. Someone needs to.
We could write the song.
Big of fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But Adam did get a Manchester United season ticket we asked for.
Oh my God.
There you go.
Have you actually had any time to see any matches?
I don't think I'll ever get a chance to see a game.
Oh no.
But I've got some very appreciative friends.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry, this one's on me. So it's all been good since then. Let's talk about the new single, Wonderful Life, because there's two versions of the video.
There are.
Now the first one's completely black and white, just the two of you and a lady who's dancing.
Yeah.
Now I've heard that it cost nothing to make apart from £20 that you paid her.
We did.
Okay.
we filmed it in Sunshine Dance Studios on Newton Street in a a derelict little room which we used to have. Yeah, and then when we couldn't find her ever since. When we made it, she came and she just disappeared. We gave her £20. We made this video and we've never been able to find her since.
Really?
And so the new video we made is a tribute
an homage to her.
To her, because we wanted her to make the new one. But we spent 18 months trying to find her.
Yeah.
And she's just disappeared. But we know she lives in Manchester.
Okay.
So if you're listening, please come find us.
What was the name, do you know?
We don't know, I have any idea.
Oh my goodness.
Literally just turned, it was the only person who turned up. We put an advert in a post office.
And you went, she'll do. And actually, she kind of makes the video, doesn't she?
She's the superstar. Yeah. She's amazing.
In demand.
There must have been times when you were sat in that bedsit, it's peeing it down with rain outside. You're pretty depressed, you've got no money. Did you ever sort of think, just going to give up on
this? Do you want to hear a really dark story?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, well,
you're not going to show us some scars, are you?
I probably could do. It's kind of funny. I used to have a little TV in this bedsit. It wasn't mine because it was a rented bedsit. It was a tiny little 1970s thing. And there was a video player hooked up to it. And I had four videos. And I couldn't receive television reception. So for a year and a half, I watched these four videos on a loop.
Oh my God.
For a year, just so I had some visual
stimulus.
And that's
stimulus. True as well.
And what videos were they? Were they films that you even
Robin
liked?
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves?
Yeah, I think
no.
I've got that on video.
It's a long one.
It's not a bad, not a bad one.
It's not as long as Dances with Wolves, though, is it?
No.
I could have done with that, to be honest.
Yeah. Titanic, that's another long one. That's a fun number.
Ration them out half an hour a week.
Oh my
is that
God.
What you do?
No. It was so funny, they were on a loop. I'd realised. After like 12 months, I realised I knew every word of Magnolia. I was like, oh, freaking God. Out.
You could have gone into acting then if the singing had failed.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the style of you guys and Hurts as a project, I suppose. When you first see it, and we discussed this ourselves, it's quite cold. And it's all very straight lines, and it reminds me of a certain artist. It's almost, it kind of borders this Dali-esque sort of, there's not much atmosphere to the image of the band.
But there is to the music.
Yes.
The whole point in the beginning was that the kind of visuals and the style was that it had simplicity, really, to allow the music, which is very emotional, to communicate, I suppose.
It's good that you noticed that.
But does it worry you that people will be in an industry where image matters so much, if they're confronted with this, they're not going to go beyond that to explore you?
But it's for what it's worth, I think that it's one of those things, when they hear the music, they never expect it to look like it does. But because they both come from the same point, they both come from us, so it's both very natural to us. And I think it's that we like the idea of contrast, I think, and the middle ground that exists, because if you see the pictures, you've got no idea what the music sounds like. Whereas the music is all the colour and all the life that the visuals don't give you, which is, I think, it's quite, for us, it's an exciting thing to do, isn't it?
I think also as well, there is a gap in the market for someone like you guys, because at the moment we're so saturated with R&B, and you know, some of it's good, some of it's crap. So it's quite nice and refreshing to have an act like you sort of coming to the forefront of British music. And also, you've kind of recruited the talents of a little Miss Kylie Minogue. How did you manage to wing that one?
The honest truth is, we just asked, and she said, yeah.
How did you just go up to...
We just found her email. Got said to tell someone... We finished the record, and it was taking us so long to do it. And it's essentially about women, the record. It's a very emotional record. And we sat there and we went, it needs a girl's voice on it to give it the kind of salvation. Otherwise, it's just like men complaining about women.
So it's standard.
So we just thought, who do we ask? And we looked at the calendar and it was like a year ago. We went, a year ago we were on the Dole. Let's just ask the most famous person we can think of. So we just literally found her email address, said, do you want to do it? And then we were like, she's probably never going to reply to us. And then we got a reply.
How long does it take to get that reply?
Only a couple of weeks.
Really?
Yeah, and then it was like, it's weird talking about it because it hasn't really sunk in, the fact that that's actually happened. Because,
did you get to meet her or did she just go... You did?
We met her, and sang it. We sang it. I sang the song together, which was...
And was she lovely to you?
It's the most sweetest person I've ever met. Honestly, the most beautiful and most sweet as well.
Let's play the song.
Yeah, let's get it on.
Can you introduce it for us and we will wave you goodbye.
We're Hurt, and this is our song, Wonderful Life.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is your In Demand.
It's In Demand, just me, Lucy, today, because Alex is off doing boy things. But it's great because I'm sat here with three lovely ladies. I've got Una, Molly and Vanessa from The Saturdays. Hello.
Woo-hoo!
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Very well. I'm guessing the video shoot went very well because you all look lovely.
It was amazing.
Thank you. It was the most relaxing one we've done, really, because normally it's all go, go, go. But this time, when we were each doing like our solo shots, we were all just sunbathing. We were like, this is the best thing. So now we're always going to be like, can we go away, please?
Yeah. Can you send us somewhere nice? Where do you want to go next time?
Exactly.
Oh, LA?
LA,
oh my
maybe?
God, yeah. New York, the Bahamas,
wherever.
See if they can stretch out to a week-long shoot.
Oh, exactly. I know. We'll just say that that's how much hair and makeup we need.
Well, exactly. Yeah, just so you know, it's essential. We're exactly. in a band. We're making diva demands. Have a word with them. Now, a band who are making a massive buzz at the moment, who are doing really well, are, of course, The Wanted. And they were put together by the same lady who put you girls together. Mm-hmm. Are we ever going to see a Wanted and Saturdays duet happening?
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, I mean, you don't sound too keen.
Never say never, but I don't see that.
I just think there might be too many. There'll be 10 of us. Yeah. Is that not too much?
Too many on one stage. I don't know.
There is a lot of people involved there,
isn't
it?
That is a lot, isn't it? Yeah.
We never know.
You never know, rule of that.
Now, we've also read that you apparently have said that you would do Playboy if it was done tastefully. Is this true or false?
No, we completely twisted our words.
They said to us, would you ever do Playboy?
Yeah.
And we said, we laughed it off and said no. Then they said, but would you do a naked shoot? Where we said, well, never say never. It's very unlikely. And then all of a sudden now it's like, you girls are going to do Playboy.
Yeah.
No, we're not.
No, we're really not. Things. Let's talk about the Fly on the Wall TV show. You had the cameras with you when we saw you. Mm. In fact, it was the first time I had to sign my name since I got married. Because I had to sign the release form to say, yeah, it's okay.
Oh, yes, that's so funny.
And I was like, I can write as Lucy Pope now.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
But how is filming going for you? Is it getting your nerves yet?
Well, she's actually... right in front of us now.
Okay. You can be honest. I'm sure they won't mind.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's all good. I mean, apart from, you know, literally, the show is literally, you're going to see us with no makeup on at 5 in the morning to, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, and it's going to be, you're going to see all the dramas that happen and, you know.
You see the reality of it all as well, because I think people just see the glitz and glamour. It's like, first question you ask that. It's such a glamorous lifestyle you live. Mm. And then you see us, five of us piled into one tiny little room, doing our own hair and makeup at certain events and stuff like that. Whereas, yeah, it's all fun. It's really a great insight into what it's actually like. And I think people were really, it's that kind of TV, you know, if you love reality TV, which everybody loves, you really, I think that, you know, it's going to, you're all in for a treat.
Right, ladies, it's been absolutely fab chatting to you, as always.
Oh,
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Bye, Lucy. Bye.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.